It can't be! It can't be! The banquet is beginning in a half hour, and I still don't have the answers to not even one of those questions! What am I to do? What am I to do? I am doomed! What am I to do? I guess I might as well take a stroll outside. Yes, a stroll outside, a walk outside to where I don't know, to nowhere in particular, until it is time for me to meet my fate. Let me go outside over here and just walk and see where my feet lead me. Hey, who's that coming down the street over here? Huh? It can't be, but it is. But how could it be? It can't, but it's gotta be because I see it with my own eyes. What in the world is Father Nicholas doing walking into the Jewish section of town? Ordinarily, I would think and say that this must be no good, but something about him tells me that something is not right with him. What's gonna be with me? Oh, what's gonna be with my life? Oh, what's gonna be? What's gonna be? Hey, Father Nicholas, Shalom Aleichem. I mean, how do you do? I mean, do you what? I mean, do you how? I mean, how are you doing? I mean, doing what are you how? I mean, what are you doing here? And what's the matter? Something seems to be troubling you in a very big way. Oh, if only you know. Troubling me, oh, you don't even know the half of it. I don't even know a quarter of it. If you knew a quarter of it, then maybe I would stand a chance to live, and my life would not be doomed forever. Huh? What do you mean, Father Nicholas? What do you think?
I'll tell you. I was put to a challenge. Not that you'd be able to help me anyways, but this is my situation. I was put up to a challenge by Governor Schnitzelowski Jr.
A challenge? What kind of a challenge?
He challenged me with the impossible. He challenged me with 4 questions. And in about a half hour, I'm to present myself by a royal banquet that he's hosting in front of many dignitaries and noble people. And I must come up with the answers to these questions, and if I don't have the answer to these questions,
then what's gonna happen to you?
I'd rather not say.
Ooh, sounds serious. So, do you have the answers to these questions?
Not even one! That's what I meant before when I said, if you had an answer to 1 out of 4 questions, maybe I would stand a chance. But I don't have any answer to the questions. Not even one of them.
Aha. Well, I bet you didn't do everything to find those answers.
What do you mean? I did everything possible. I read every book of wisdom. I traveled through the forest, the old wise sages, and still have not come up with the answer.
Well, did you ask the Rav, the rabbi of the Jewish community over here? You know, he is probably the wisest person in this countryside.
What are you saying? What are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that you go to the Rav, Rebbe Yamin. He is no doubt a very smart person, and maybe he can answer the questions.
That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. I will be on my way now. I believe I know where he lives. Yes. I've visited him quite a few times. I hope he accepts my visit this time and doesn't turn me away because of all that I've done against the Jewish people. Let me go there immediately. Thank you, and good evening.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. I guess at the end of the evening, we'll see who will have had a good evening. I guess.